US retailer Tapestry, the owner of the Coach and Kate Spade brands, is teaming up with local brand White Rabbit to expand in the Chinese market. The Chinese market is the inexhaustible source of inspiration for the company to seek breakthroughs and innovation. We hope that through more such innovative cooperation, we can bring consumers new inspiration for a better life and bring new strength to the innovation and development of China's fashion industry. Yan Bozek, president of Tapestry Asia Pacific and the chief executive officer and president of Coach China, said in a statement sent to the Global Times. And Starbucks aims to increase the number of its stores in China to 9,000 and double its net income in China by 2025, according to a statement shared with the Global Times. The expansions come as China optimizes its pandemic management along with growing Chinese household deposits over the past 3 years and plans to boost consumption as a main driver of the economy this year. U.S. businesses, particularly those in the consumption field, are setting their sights on China's huge market opportunities in 2023 and beyond. Hu Qimu, chief research fellow at the Sino-Steel Economic Research Institute, told the Global Times on Tuesday, 28th of February. According to the People's Bank of China, the central bank, deposits held by households nationwide grew in 2022 by a record 17.8 trillion yuan, a steep rise compared with the growth of 9.9 trillion yuan in 2021. The chief executive officer of Hong Kong Exchange and Clearing, Nicholas Aguzin, said he sees about $2.5 trillion in excess savings that could be used by Chinese households in post-pandemic period. According to Swiss firm UBS, estimates Chinese families accumulated 4 trillion yuan of excess savings between 2020 and 2022. With the optimized pandemic management introduced at the end of last year, pent-up consumption could be quickly unleashed to spur economic development, Hu Qimu said. From the perspective of U.S. markets, persistent inflation there weighs on consumer spending, pushing American companies to adjust their global market layouts and seek alternative markets with steady income. China's economy is likely to grow by 5.2% this year, and a key reason for the rebound this year will be an increase in consumer spending. Stephen Allen Barnett, senior International Monetary Fund resident representative in China, said in a recent interview with the Global Times. Stephen Allen Barnett added, "We estimate 1 percentage point more growth in China fuels 0.3 percentage points of growth elsewhere. This was the average impact. Countries that have closer trade links to China would benefit more." The appetite of U.S. companies to invest in China comes as the U.S. government has stepped up scrutiny over U.S. investment and business operations in China. A U.S. congressional panel plans to look at the role of private equity, venture capital, and Wall Street firms in China as it prepares to launch hearings on Tuesday, 28th of February, according to the Financial Times. The noise from U.S. politicians is unlikely to turn into actual bills or actual laws, and it is more for show. In the consumer sector, the so-called economic decoupling will affect the core interests of the companies, Hu Qimu added.
Iranian Radio, Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I am Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and Shaykh Rouhani. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
And Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the character of Ali ibn al-Husayn ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, mainly known as Ali al-Akbar, the son of Imam al-Husayn. According to some documents, he was the oldest son of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ashbahun Nas bin Nabi, among the most outstanding people who resemble Prophet Muhammad both in action, deed, and face. This is what Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam has said, that whenever I wanted to be reminded about Prophet Muhammad, I looked at Ali al-Akbar. He was martyred on the day of Ashura, and today is the birthday anniversary of Ali al-Akbar. Also in the Islamic calendar, it is known as the day of youth, or the young people, according to the Islamic calendar. Okay, Shaykh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. Give us some information about the early life and the biography of Hazrat Ali al-Akbar and his status in Islam.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ali Akbar alayhi salatu wassalam is son of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wassalam, who was martyred on the day of Ashura in Karbala. But regarding the personality and the characteristics of Hazrat Ali Akbar, there are lots of things that could be mentioned. Some of them can be mentioned here, that we can refer to some of the Islamic sources in which it is mentioned that Ali Akbar was the most similar person to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The appearance of, we can say the physique of Ali Akbar was very much like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a way that when the Ahlul Bayt wanted to, for example, remind or remember the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they went to Ali Akbar and just talked to him and watch him, because he was very much similar to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also his fada'il, his moral virtues, were also like the Prophet. The way he spoke, the way he was speaking with the people, it was also very much similar to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's why Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, whenever he saw Ali Akbar, it was very much pleasant. It was very much, let's say, enjoyable for him. Sitting with Ali Akbar, speaking with Ali Akbar alayhi salatu wasalam, because it reminded him of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is why even some of the Sunnis or Shia scholars, they were of the view that Ali Akbar alayhi salatu wasalam was such a great, had such a great personality or characteristics, that he could be a ruler for the whole Muslim Ummah. That's such a characteristic, such a character he had. And that is why in Ziyarat, or Ziyara of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi wasalam, or Ziyara of Ali Akbar alayhi wasalam, the sayings or the way that salam is given to these, let's say, son of Imam alayhi wasalam, they are really nice, really meaningful, and it shows the, let's say, the highest level of, let's say, character of Ali Akbar alayhi wasalam in the eyes of Muslims. And of course, when it comes to the day of Ashura, in that day, so Abul Fazl Abbas alayhi salatu wasalam actually was the, we can say, the bravest soldiers among the people who were protecting Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. Though he was son of Imam, though he was young, but of course he sacrificed himself for the sake of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. And his understanding, his perception from the status of Imam Hussain alayhi wasalam, from the situation at that time. You know, the point is that Imam Hussain alayhi wasalam at that time was not, unfortunately, was not supported by many, we can say, great figures at that time. You know, because when Imam Hussain alayhi wasalam called, on the great personalities at that time. Unfortunately, they misunderstood the situation. That's why they did not support him, Hussein alayhi salam. But when it comes to Ali Akbar alayhi salam, even he was young, but he understood his knowledge, his perception. Nowadays, we understand that how important it was to support Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam at that time.
That's right.
How important it was to sacrifice yourself for the sake of Islam, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why it seems that in terms of knowledge, in terms of, let's say, divine sort of perception that Abul Fazl, that Ali Akbar alayhi wasalam had, about Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam, about the principle of imama, about the role of Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam, and about the history of Islam, and about that what is going to happen to the Muslims, and who is Yazid, and why should we fight against this. You know, these are the things. At that time, it was so much complicated. It was not that much simple and easy, because, you know, later we see that Tawabin, or, for example, Mukhtar al-Saqafi, and then Abu Muslim al-Khurasani, or the other people, they raised actually against the Amawids, let's say, doctrines and teachings after these events that happened.
Yes.
But you see that the people like Ali Akbar at that time, they understood. They understood who Yazid is.
Okay.
And what is the character of Yazid. And
even
and
again, the letter of amnesty was given to Ali Akbar too on the day of Ashura. But the sentence is that, إِنَّ قَرَابَةَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَحَقُّ أَنْ تُرْأَى. That, we can say, my kinship or the relationship with Rasulullah is very much better and preferred to any other relation with anybody else. And he was martyred. Okay, Sayyid Mohsen Nawi, they say that when he was sent to the battlefield, at the first look, some of the members of the army thought that they are fighting Rasulullah. Say, wow, look, somebody like Rasulullah is coming to the battlefield. So much resemblance between, as Shaykh said, between the physique and the face of Prophet Muhammad and Hazrat Ali al-Akbar. What other information can you give us about this outstanding man of Islam, Hazrat Ali Akbar?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, that is true, because when Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam was about to send Hazrat Ali Akbar to the battlefield, he loudly has said that, O Allah, be witness that ashbahun nas khalqan wa khulqan wa mantiqan bi Rasulillah, that he is the most similar person amongst the people to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, khalqan, like in his creation, his body face or physique, his appearance, khulqan, in the manners, in the way of actions, and mantiqan, the way, like the seerah, we can say. So he was so much similar to the Prophet, and it is also narrated in the history that when people used to go for Hajj or Umrah, they used to go to the door of Imam Hussein because they have heard that he has one son who is similar to the Prophet.
Wow.
And when they used to knock the door of Imam Hussein, when he used to come out and ask them, what do you need? They used to say, we want to do the ziyarat of Rasulullah. Please send your son we can see him. Okay. So he was so famous as this. And as rightly mentioned by the dear guest as well, that Muawiyah, when he was asked that, what do you think? He asked his, you know, the people in the palace, that what do you think? Who is the most rightly person for this caliphate?
Yes.
Or the Muslim Ummah to rule? Someone said like you, some said like Yazid, some said different things. And he said, I think this is Ali Akbar, the son of Hussein, because he is khalqan, khulqan, wa mantiqan. Yes.
Oh.
It is the wording of Yazid that he said, because I think he is the most resemblance, like he has the most resemblance to the Prophet, and his action and deeds, the way we have heard, his way of talking is like Prophet. So, you know, the enemies do accept these fada'il, we can say, but obviously the love of this word, you know, it made them blind. On the other hand, when we look at Hazrat Ali Akbar alayhi salam himself, he was most brave person. You know, it is also narrated when Imam Hussein was traveling from Makkah to Karbala.
Yes.
On the way, there was a place after the Fajr prayer. He slept for a while. And after that, when he woke up, he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. These wordings were on the tongue of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And everyone, you know, they become curious why Imam has said so.
Yes.
So Hazrat Ali Akbar, he stepped forward and he asked his father that, Father, why you said so? And Imam Hussein has replied that, I have just seen someone calling that this caravan is going towards the death.
Mm-hmm.
And Hazrat Ali Akbar has said that, so what's the big deal about this? So Imam said, what do you think about the death? He said, it is, you know, if we are on the right path, then no matter whether we go towards the death or death comes towards us.
That's right.
So this shows the bravery, the concept of death. And, you know, when you are firm about your goal, your yes. achievement, and when you know that you're on the right path, then no matters, you know, what happens
That's
on
right.
the way. We this, have okay. many people in the history, you know, they sacrifice their life for their aim, you know, when they know that they're stepping towards the right thing, mm-hmm. then it doesn't matter.
Yes.
The main thing is the goal should be achieved. And this was the bravery of Hazrat Ali Akbar. Even,
yes.
you know, when it was the time in the land of Karbala, Imam Hussein, when he wanted some water, you know,
yes.
obviously after
yes,
second
yes.
Muharram, they stopped
yes.
the water over the caravan. So he sent a couple of times people like, or his soldiers to get some water. There are many times when Imam Hussein has sent Ali Akbar with 30 men to bring the water, and he was successful to mm-hmm. do that.
Yes.
And that's why, obviously, he was one of the great, we can say, soldiers, commanders of Imam Hussein. And
yes.
on the other hand, it is said that he was the first martyr.
Yeah, yeah, they say he was a martyr.
The first martyr of Banu Hashim.
They said before getting to the battlefield, the combatants used to go to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and ask for permission.
Yes.
And Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam used to, for example, wait for some minutes
wait for some time.
Yes. But when Ali Akbar went to him, it was as fast as possible, okay?
Yes.
He gave them the permission. And according to a famous Persian poem, that اول زجوان خود گذشتن مستاق عدالت حسین است. That giving the fast permission to Ali Akbar as his son to go to the battlefield is the best epitome for the justice of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Obviously, you know, when you send your son first amongst the
yes.
Banu Hashim, the other will not think that, okay, he's saving his family, for
he's
example.
Saving his family,
you know, sometimes,
first.
You
That's
know,
right.
the enemies, they do propaganda.
Yeah.
It's not the matter that he's saving. Maybe, you know, others don't allow him to mm-hmm. do that. But he never...
He has his favorism for Shahada.
Yes.
Okay. That's
he
right.
sent
okay.
his own son to show that, look, this is my dearest one, which I'm sending for this cause, and this cause is more important because saving Islam, the you know the hardship which was done by 124,000 prophets.
That's right.
You know, they brought this Islam, and the final version of this religion by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala message was Islam
okay.
itself by the prophet. So in order to save it, even if I have to sacrifice my, you know, son Ali Akbar, or maybe, you know, the smallest son, Ali Asghar.
Yes, okay.
So Imam Hussein never declined such sacrifice.
That's right. Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, this day, as we said, is the day of the youth in the Islamic calendar, how a young, we can say, man should be like Ali al-Akbar in today's life. What lessons can we take from the personality of Hazrat Ali al-Akbar as a young man?
Yes, I think it is important to note that Ali Akbar alayhi salatu wassalam, there is a kind of resemblance or similarity between Ismail,
mm-hmm.
the Prophet Ismail, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. When Hazrat Ibrahim decided to sacrifice Ismail for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, though Ismail was young,
okay.
he accepted.
Okay.
He was satisfied. He
yes.
said that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered you,
mm-hmm.
now you can fulfill. I'm ready. You know, when it comes to Karbala, you see that Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam, it was Ali Akbar who asked permission
mm-hmm.
from Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam, that, oh, my father, please let me to sacrifice myself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam permitted him. In a narration, it is mentioned from Imam Sadiq alayhi wasalam, it is a very kind of sad sort of narration. Imam Sadiq says, a person asked Imam Sadiq alayhi wasalam that, what is the most sad kind of experience
mm-hmm.
or situation for
a man?
Yeah, a very sad moment for a man, or a very tragic kind of moment for a man. Imam Sadiq says, the most sad or tragic kind of moment for a man is the moment that he is, as a father, he raised up or he brought up his child,
mm-hmm.
his young man.
Okay.
And the, his son is just raised up in front of him. Slowly, gradually, he is seen the, let's say, bringing up the child. And then when he become a young man, this young man be sacrificed in front of his father.
Okay.
And that moment is the most, or you can say the saddest moment for a father. We see this sort of things that happened in the day of Ashura, because when Ali Akbar was martyred, Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam was not able to move the body of Ali Akbar alayhi salatu wasalam and asked the other youth to take his body.
Yes.
So that, you know, when it comes to the personality of Ali Akbar alayhi salatu wasalam, you see that he was ready as a son of Imam to sacrifice himself for this, for the Islam, for the sake of Islam, for the sake of Muslims, to save Muslims from being misguided by the miskind of understanding or reading of Islam. So that is why this is the reason that I think that this day is named as a day for youth. Yeah.
Yes. His birthday is the birthday of youth. That's
on the birthday anniversary of Ali Akbar, and it was really the most true kind of thing that is decided nominate this day as the day of youth.
Okay, so anything missed about Hazrat Ali Akbar?
Well, obviously, when we name a day on Ali Akbar, alayhi salam, that this is the day of youth, it means that we need to take lessons that at the, you know, at the time when a person is young and he has all his, you know, ambitions and, you know, energies and all those, when it is the time to sacrifice yourself for the Islam, you must be ready.
Okay.
And this is how the name of youth, you know, the day of youth is on Hazrat Ali Akbar, that he was at the peak of his, you know, we can say like, you know, being age or energetic. And in that time, even he did not vent towards the lust or, you know, this material world, or maybe he can, you know, even, you know, the peace treaty was given. The amnesty was given to him even.
Yes.
And he refused it at that time. You know, by saying that I love the relation, having the relation to the Prophet more than to the others. So this shows us that even our youth today, they should know where they stand, what is their duty.
Yes.
You know, because it's not only about sacrificing, it's about knowing your position.
Yes.
Ali Akbar alayhi salam, well known, like he truly knew that where he stands,
yes,
what is his role in that society at that specific time. Our youth today, if they want to be successful in their life, in this worldly life and in hereafter, they must know their role, they must know their position, where stand. And if there is a need, what kind of need they can provide to the Islam for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right. The murderers of Hazrat Ali al-Akbar has been cursed by Imam al-Mahdi in Ziyara Nahiyat al-Muqaddasa. This has been said in the different ziyaras. We read out the Salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala Ashab al-Husayn. The name of Ali ibn al-Husayn comes rightly after Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. These all show the great status of Hazrat Ali al-Akbar. I really again invite our dear listeners to refer to the Islamic resources to know more about these Islamic characters who sacrificed their life for the cause of Islam, for acting against the cruel tyranny of the Yazid on that time. Thank you very much, Sayyid Mohsen Nawawi and Shaykh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding Hazrat Ali al-Akbar and why the Day of Youth is named after this outstanding personality. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me, and I try to remember not to take anything for granted. Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.ir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your jannah. Ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you.
food for thought.
Hello everyone, and since today is 11th of Sha'ban, the birth anniversary of youthful martyr of Karbala, Hazrat Ali Akbar, peace be upon him, let us present you the words of his father, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, while sending him to battle in defense of Islam and humanitarian values. O Lord, be witness against this people that a youth is leaving who greatly resembled the Prophet, to the extent that whenever I desired seeing my grandfather, I would look at him.
You have just listened to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily round the clock for listeners across the globe. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard via the internet, shortwave, FM, and satellite. Our listeners in the Indian subcontinent can listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 31 meters, 9,650 kilohertz, every day from 1520 to 1620 UTC. Also, our listeners in Europe can tune in to the English service of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 49 meters, 6,040 kilohertz, and in southern Africa via shortwave 25 meters, 11,880 kilohertz every day from 1920 to 2020 UTC. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our programs via FM 91.5 megahertz. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and Iran Sador Bat 5 and via the internet. Our internet address is parstoday.ir/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
Palestinian flag, independence, and resistance.
Part 1.
The men and women of Gaza are busy piecing their lives back together, attempting bravely to cope with extensive loss of life and displacement. And thousands of innocent children suffer deep trauma every day since having their families, friends, homes, hospitals, schools, etc., deliberately, intentionally bombed by Israel with its military. The story of the suffering they experienced and continue to experience is told in the looks on their faces, full of sadness and despair. Especially whenever they recall the 50 days of war they witnessed and survived in 2014. At the end of that war, the number of martyrs killed on the Palestinian side reached nearly 2,500, including 500 young children. The number of the wounded amassed to 12,000, of whom 3,300 were young children. Every child of Palestine now carries with them memories of explosions, of screams of horror, of seeing dismembered and burnt bodies, of the smell of death brought down on them by the inhumane, unconscionable actions of Israel in its efforts to oppress its occupied territory. A tank massacre here, an airstrike massacre there, is all justified by Israeli politicians and condoned by Western governments that protect these Israeli war criminals from ever facing justice in court.
This is the first time I've entered the school since the incident. It's painful and depressing for me. Inside the school, I felt my brother's presence, as if he was calling my name. He was martyred here. I also got a sense that my mother wanted me to pray for him here. The feeling is of utter sadness and grief.
Hussein and Ibrahim are standing on the ruins of the house overlooking the school in the northern Gaza Strip town of Beit Hanun. This school belongs to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees. UNRWA is a UN organization. They recall back to the second day of the month of August 2014.
We are staying at the house of the late Shabab Ahmed al-Shinbari. Here there are 25 family members all living in a three-floor house, 150 square meters. The Israeli occupation forces targeted this house during its 2014 military aggression on the population of Gaza. We were evacuated quickly and headed to the UNRWA school in Beit Hanun shortly before our house was bombarded.
It was midnight when they blew a hole in our house with a tank shell about where we are sitting. We escaped to my uncle's second house, but they dropped gas bombs there. My aunt said we should prepare ourselves to go in different directions in the morning. We went to my aunt's house in Al-Gharman Street, but the Jews entered and demanded us to leave. Finally, we went to the Western School at Beit Hanun.
We moved from our home on the first day of the ground incursion mounted by Israeli forces. We went to Beit Hanun Co-ed School A and D blocks. A municipal vehicle arrived on Thursday to transport us to another school because children at Beit Hanun had been hit by shrapnel. There was a bombardment near the school where we were sheltering.
We have informed the IDF, nearly 32 times about the school. It's a place who were in that school, what they are doing, and, everything, that it is should be a safe place, that you have the UN flags and the GPS had been sent to the Israeli side. The real information, in real time, we were sending them every day about everything.
Officials at the UNRWA Relief Agency in Gaza believed Israeli army assurances regarding the guaranteed safety of their accommodation centers, accordingly informing the displaced people that a school in Beit Hanun, which was sheltering hundreds of Palestinian refugees, was a safe zone. Like blood to a vampire, however, this gathering of displaced families incited the appetite of the Israeli occupation army for killing, which found easy prey. They informed the UNRWA Relief Agency and International Red Cross to evacuate the school of the displaced. The people gathered in the school yard and waited for the arrival of buses to take them somewhere safe, all of them a clear and easy target for slaughter. The Israelis rounded them up and killed 16 of them where they stood, mostly children, and wounded more than 55 others.
The Red Cross came 2 days earlier. There were 3 Red Cross vehicles and 10 Red Crescent vehicles, They announced that they came to transport the most serious cases, such as those with disabilities, the elderly, and the injured, mostly shrapnel injuries. As they took people away, we asked them what was going on, and if they thought the school was safe. They confirmed it was safe and that there was nothing to fear. We trusted that information. The UN and the Red Cross came 2 days later with buses to move more of us to the Jabalia refuge camp. People gathered in together and we all went downstairs.
My aunt was collecting laundry and about to sit and rest when the shells pounded us. Shrapnel sliced open my stomach and my intestines fell to the ground. My brother found me lying underneath my siblings. He moved me outside and on foot he took me to the Kamal Odwan Hospital. They urgently referred me to Ash-Shifa Hospital, where I went under surgery. 10 centimeters of my intestines were cut off. Now every time I eat and when I drink water, my stomach hurts.
Five of my family were martyred, praise be to Allah. 16 other people were injured, including Manar, who lost both her legs, Ibrahim, whose intestine were reconnected, and my brother Mahmoud, who had his arteries severed.
What happened in that school, it was a real catastrophe, actually. We have tens of people that had been killed and injured in that school. The Board of Inquiry investigated, you know, what happened in Beit Hanoun school. It is a message, you know, that here in the Gaza Strip, that there is no safe place, even in a school, on the street, at your shelter, to your home, everywhere. No safe place at that time.
We don't want to stay here at the school. They forced us to come here. We don't want to be here at the school. They are all liars.
People of the world find it impossible to believe that anyone, even a Zionist occupation force, would have the audacity to bomb the accommodation centers of the United Nations. The Israeli army had orders to kill anything that moved, and this policy was exercised throughout Gaza in their ground incursion. On the 16th of July, 2014, 8 children from the Bakr family went to play on the beach of Gaza. They were kicking around a soccer ball when from Israeli military ships in the sea, missiles fired on the beach, specifically targeting the children playing.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friends, brothers, sisters, Salamu Alaikum, and so welcome to this episode of today's special on an auspicious day. Today is Youth Day. In Iran, we commemorate the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Ali Akbar, peace be upon him, as a youth day. Congratulations to all Muslim youth all around the world.
باب نور العيد جانا فيه فرحتنا بلقاكم طيبين والسعادة بالأحبة وهم معانا عايدون يا عساهم عايدين باركوا يا
Today, Saturday, is the 11th of Sha'ban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
Every day in IRIB English Radio, today's special,
because today is the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Ali Akbar, so we look at the most similar person to Prophet Muhammad, who is Ali al-Akbar. One of Ali al-Akbar's eminent virtues is that Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, described him as follows. Ali Akbar is the most similar person to the first being of the world, the great prophet, and this virtue illuminates his eminent dignity to everyone. Abu al-Faraj al-Isfahani, a Sunni scholar, narrates that when Ali ibn Hussein, peace be upon him, went to fight with enemies, Imam al-Hussein wept and said, "O God, be witness to this event, these people, because a young man went for fighting, who is the most similar person to your prophet, peace be upon him." Ali al-Akbar, peace be upon him, is facially the most similar person to the prophet. There are some narrations about the beauty of the prophet's face. Accordingly, Ali al-Akbar, alayhi salam, is the most similar person to Prophet Muhammad in terms of speech and utterance too. This remark of Imam al-Hussein reveals the dignity of Ali al-Akbar. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, "If we were eager to visit Prophet Muhammad, we used to look at Ali al-Akbar because he was the most similar person to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny." Dear brothers and sisters, this is today's special on the birthday of Ali al-Akbar.
One of the things that we are, one of the unique supplications, one of the unique du'as that we have in the month of Sha'ban is a du'a which is commonly read between Dhuhr and Asr Namaz. It's known as the Salawat of Sha'ban. And it's not a long du'a to recite. It takes maybe 3 or 4 minutes. But I wanted to look at just actually one specific line in the du'a this evening, just give us a general overview of the du'a. What the content of it is, and then look at one specific aspect of the dua. Now, before I go to that, this dua actually comes to us from our fourth Imam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, and Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And obviously, he had encouraged the believers to again recite this every day in the month of Sha'ban. And it's unique in a few different reasons. The uniqueness for one of the reasons of it is that there's not really a lot of things in the dua that we're asking for. You know, one of the things that, for example, even in dua Kumail we see it, and in other duas that we have from the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, we sometimes have a list of things that we are asking for from Allah. Maybe it be, you know, better health, maybe it be security within our country, maybe it's, you know, we're looking for a job or for a spouse. There's many times that the duas tell us, and we have special du'as to ask for certain things. One of the unique aspects of this very short du'a, though, is that we're not really asking for anything for ourselves other than spiritual blessings. But I'll give the one aspect that we do ask for in this du'a. Also, one of the interesting things is that there are 6 passages in the du'a. So the du'a can be broken up into 6 unique sections. And each one begins with a salawat upon the Prophet. And so let me just go over the first 5. And again, just very quickly go over those. I don't want to focus too much on these areas. But again, we have the 6 salawat. And after each one, there is a brief passage where we're asking Allah, or we're addressing Allah in relation to something about our religion. So after the first salawat, we ask or we speak and we confirm the status of the Ahlul Bayt and them being the true guides. So we're not asking anything from Allah here. We're confirming the fact that the Prophet and his family are the true guides to Islam. They are the true guides within this religion. We then have a second salawat, and then we begin to talk about and we mention the fact that salvation within Islam is only through the Ahlul Bayt. And we clearly mention that in the tradition that there is only one path in religion, in Islam, and that path is through Muhammad and Ali Muhammad, alayhim wassalatu wassalam.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
In Iran, this day is Youth Day. It is the day that is celebrated every year in the Islamic Republic of Iran as the Day of the Virtuous Youth. For it was on this day, on the 11th of month of Shaban, that Allah has granted Imam al-Hussein with a meritorious son. That is the good news Allah gives to his servants who have faith and do righteous deeds. Say, O Prophet, to mankind, I do not ask you any reward for it, enlightening minds with Islam except love of my nearest of kin. What you hear was Ayah 23 of Surah Ash-Shura, which is a clear commandment of Allah Almighty for all those claiming to be Muslims. It explicitly states that the token of their gratitude towards Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family for delivering them from the darkness of ignorance, idolatry, oppression, and all sorts of vices, is the love and affection for his immediate family. Thus the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, has said without mincing words, I'm leaving behind among you the Thaghalain, two invaluable things, the Book of Allah, that means Quran, and my progeny, Itra, the Ahlul Bayt. Hold fast to them, and you will never go astray, for the two will never separate even when they return to meet at the pond of Kauthar on Judgment Day. Dear brothers and sisters, dear youth all around the world, congratulations on the Youth Day, on anniversary of Ali al-Akbar's birthday.
Children are wearing new clothes, bright colors fill the streets, their faces full of laughter, their pockets full of sweets, let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid, let us rejoice in it, for this is the day of
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah.
Named Ali in honor of his infallible grandfather, Imam Ali. His gait, voice, and eloquent manner of speech brought memories of the Prophet. What is important is his presence in Karbala on the faithful day of Ashura that definitely drew the line between Muslims and infidels. It was for this reason that while sending his youthful son to the battlefield, Imam al-Hussein held God as witness, saying he was now offering a sacrifice, a person who was the carbon copy of the Prophet. The Imam added, whenever we missed seeing your Prophet, we would look at him. Ali al-Akbar thus introduced himself to his foes. I am Ali, the son of Hussein, the son of Ali, by the house of Allah. We are those with the Prophet righteously. By Allah, the son of his pure son will not judge us. I will strike with the blow of a Hashemi, a Qurayshi.
15 years old, 16 years old, 20 years old, 25 years old, know that those are the most precious days and nights of your lives. Those are the most precious years of your life. Don't blow them. Don't waste them by smoking weed and playing Xbox and hanging out with your friends. Build yourself a future. Put yourself on the ladder of success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has immersed you in all sorts of blessings and ni'mah. Don't say, well, I live in a country where if I'm 30 years old and I don't have a job, alhamdulillah, there is the welfare system. This welfare system is the biggest disease in our community. It's made many people lazy. Tell them, go work, go learn. Go bring rizq that is halal to your family. What am I going to do? Be a taxi driver? Am I going to be a gardener? Am I going to be a janitor? Wallah, a janitor is more beloved to Allah than a person sitting at home for 20 years collecting welfare. Because this person is collecting halal. This person is going to work to obtain rizq that is halal. Rasulullah says if a man leaves his home to bring halal rizq for his family, كَالْمُجَاهِدُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, he's doing jihad fi sabilillah. And if he dies as a shaheed. Begging is wrong. Taking money from other people is wrong. And this is the mentality that needs to be washed away from our society, especially the youth. It is haram for you to be on welfare. Welfare is for the disabled. Welfare is for the mentally challenged people who cannot work, who literally cannot do anything else. We need to wash away the culture of laziness, brothers and sisters, from our community. We need to become successful ambassadors of Islam in the West.
Dear brothers and sisters, on the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Ali al-Akbar, peace be upon him, we congratulate all of you, dear brothers and sisters, and inshallah, Allah bless all of you. Thank you, and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي
A diverse range of programs. Spirituality. Youth. Eastern Tales. Roundtable discussions. Culture. Politics. All produced by IRIB English Radio. Thank you.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.